95.7 The Hog, your official radio station for Bike Week 2021. Proud to be joined by Hal Roche, the Commander-in-Chief of the VFW. Of course, the VFW presenting the Big Jackal Show at Bruce Rossmeyer's Destination Daytona Saturday night. Going to be a lot of fun out there. And Hal, we appreciate you joining us. It's an honor to have you on here today. Talking about all things that are helping out the veterans and doing it, you know, not only just for the good cause, but having a great time out there at the Big Jackal Show on Saturday night.
Yeah, now, is there any way that people can go and donate to help the cause?
Absolutely. We have, and we would appreciate it, too. They just, you know, even if those that don't qualify just want to come by the table, say hello, thanks for your service. We really appreciate those comments. We have our buddy Poppy's down there that people can make a donation. It goes to the relief fund, to the unmet needs, to help us to continue doing the mission of helping veterans and their families.
What a week it's going to be for Hal. He was on the Morning Hog, and then he's going to be in front of Congress. I don't know that we've ever had anybody, I don't really know that we've ever had anybody who has made that jump, Hal. And I hope we don't bog you down too much.
Do you know who I am?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I was on with Riggs and Guy.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you know, hey, Senator, it's a pleasure to be here. Just so you know, I was just on the Hog Show, man.
That's right. Yes, I was just with Jesse James Dupree, and he was chainsawing a stool. And now I'm... Now you mentioned Jesse. Obviously, he has targeted some of what Jackal can bring in the audience that they bring. It's obviously, as you mentioned, patriotism runs very deep and very high in this community. But certainly with a band like Jackal who goes out on the road, and they're out there for such a good time. But it is interesting. It's a nice dichotomy that you could be hell raising, and then you could also be fundraising and helping out the veterans. That's probably a great thing for you guys to be attached to.
It is, and he's absolutely amazing. And his, I like to think I'm enthusiastic about our unmet needs program, but I don't hold a candle to him and his enthusiasm for the program.
He's got a little energy, doesn't he?
Absolutely, love the guy, man. Love the guy.
It's just be properly caffeinated and be ready Saturday, because you're getting a whole lot of Jackal and a whole lot of fun with 95.7 The Hog, and of course our friends at the VFW. All right, so this is now what goes on for the rest of the year? Again, you're going to be in the nation's capital in a few days. Letting them know what more could help, and maybe that's a question I'd like to ask you. What more could people do, or what more do you hope DC will do to try to help out your organization?
Well, right now, probably one of the biggest things we have, most everybody's heard of our Vietnam vets and the Agent Orange and the problem we've had with there. We've been battling that for 50 years now. I mean, it's unacceptable that these veterans have to wait that long. And now the new one is the burn pit and toxic exposures. Just about everything, it seems, that the military gets issued or has to work around is now we're finding out full of these toxic things that, well, quite honestly, kills you. And we have to make sure that we take care of the troops. You know, we sign up. It's a volunteer force. We go when told to go. The only thing we ask is you take care of us when you come back.
No doubt. That's the very least you should be getting back is that. And boy, we couldn't appreciate your service more and couldn't appreciate what you're doing now for everybody who was following in your footsteps. The VFW is presenting the Big Jackal Show at Destination Daytona. But swing by this week and see them out there. Go by and tell Hal hi. Tell him you heard him on the radio. He'll love that. And then we'll have to make sure you get a 95.7 The Hog shirt along with your, whatever in your collection. I know you probably do you get to relax a little bit? You got to be in uniform the whole time? Or do you get to?
Yeah, you're it's pretty much 24/7 for the year.
Yeah.
I will also my number two guy, my senior vice commander, who will be the commander in August, he takes over, is also coming in on Wednesday. Okay. So we're going to do a tag team so I can go prep for my testimony next week.
Right.
And so he gets the privilege. His name is Fritz Mihalchek. He gets the privilege of actually doing the show on Saturday.
Oh, really? Oh, that's okay. Well, that's nice of you to let him do that, but I think he owes you one now.
He does.
Yeah.
Yes. And I've let him know that on many occasions.
We're going to save Hal a drink ticket. And Fritz is just going to have to hold. He's going to get his own. We're going to hold one for you. Well,
there you go.
I appreciate your time. We certainly appreciate everything you are doing and continue to do. And if you need more information about the VFW, you want to head online, of course, thevfw.org. We'll tell you everything you need to know right there. And then, of course, Hal told you, you can head out to Bruce Rossmeyer's Destination Daytona, get some info for yourself this weekend, donate, or sign up and be a part of it.
And I'd be, again, remiss if I don't give a big shout-out to all the dealers throughout the state that have worked with all the local VFWs in helping us to get the word out on this and participating with us as a team. Wow, what a team it is. It don't get any better.
I love hearing that. That is good. That is good vibes all around. Bike Week, Daytona Beach. Take care of your veterans and head out and check out the VFW there at Destination Daytona. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you. It was an honor, and I really enjoyed it. Thanks for all you guys do.